About that house, that was built when we were living in Preston. We went up there, we were married in 1950, we went up there in 1960, and it was built about that time.
Well, it was while we was up there, the Ura line decided that mother ought to have a better house and equalize up between the two families.
Who lived in the one down on Madison then?
Well, that was the first family. That was
Olive and Marion.
They had one living boy. They had one boy that died. We had a scarlet fever epidemic, and it took two of them, one their A's age, and one 2 years younger than me. One was a girl at A's age, and one was a boy that was just younger than me.
So Grandma lived up on
21st,
and then the other wife lived down
Madison.
On Madison.
The first wife lived on Madison, across from the park. You still see that house in the
Yeah, it's got Hiram Belknap on it.
That's his original signature. Dad wrote it, put it on the house. He had a dome roof, circle roof there. On that circle, he wrote that.
And they were older than this family, you know.
Now, when did Dad come into the lumber business?
Well, your dad and I came into the lumber business in about 1915, around in there. That's when we were married. Your dad came back from his mission line, and we took over the lumberyard. Dad retired as an active manager.
Well, you were still in Preston, though.
But I was in Ogden then.
No, we didn't come back to 21.
No, I'd come back then. I was in Preston then first.
They took it over after we came back.
Then I came back from Preston, and then we took over the Ogden lumberyard.
Dad was back off his mission then.
He was on the mission. He and I were together in the lumberyard.
He was married then, because I can remember Ralph was a baby when you guys took over down there.
We run the lumberyard until I was up on the bench at the old house on 21st. And I was figuring out some stuff for the neighbor lady. She came running out. One of the girls came running out and said, they're announcing on the phone or on the radios. The radios, and they didn't have TVs. That there are two lumberyards on fire in Ogden. And I knew the only two lumberyards that were together was ours and Smoot's. So I hopped in the car and I beat it down as fast as I could. And when I got to Grant 23rd, I was stopped by that hose. And things run across there. And come down 24th Street, why the hose from the fire department had come in. They shouldn't have had a fire, but they broke the company. They came in by the old post office there, and they always, when one man gets off, wraps the hose around the tanks and lets it hold it so that he can hold it while it runs out. They drove right down our drive yard, right up to the shed. It was starting to smoke a little bit. Some kids in a Japanese school in the West set a garage on fire to about 30 feet from our building. But the heat of that thing was just starting. A very hot day. It was in August, it was 102. And it happened right at noon when it was the hottest part of the day. And the fireman hollered for water, and he was within 30 feet of the fire. But no water came. And he blew his whistle and hollered, and he left a man in the driveway to signal. Well, we found out later that when the guy went to uncap the hydrant on 24th with the post office, and there was a man in here from the Chicago fire underwriters trying to make Ogden get better equipment. They said their equipment was too old. When they turned it on, you see, with a wrench, just one turn. When he did that, the coupling broke. No water came, so we lost the lumberyard. Your dad was
on
a trip up to the Carson Temple.
Well, there was low water supply that year because they kept radioing and everybody turned their water off in the lawns.
Now, you mentioned the Smoot Lumberyard. I've never heard of
it. I think it was Walter.
Smoot. It used to be called Scowcroft and Walter Scowcroft. And right where I.L. Richards' sheet metal is.
To the east of the old lumberyard now.
That was a lumberyard. And we were both burned out the same day.
But I never heard it called Smoot. I thought it was Volker.
It was Volker Walker, and then Mr. Smoot from Provo, who owned 6 or 7 other yards, so bought the Scowcroft yard out. so we ran right together, and our sheds went right together, and you could walk right across the sheds. They say that that fire just walked across the sheds about as fast as a man could walk. It was so hot.
Well, when that happened, you were both there at the lumber yard.
Yeah. Oh, your dad was off on vacation when it happened.
Yeah, he'd gone out of town.
Vacation.
He got out of town and up the Conjun Temple.
That was in what year?
That was in 1931.
Because I know they let. He said something about leaving me someplace.
I can remember quite well.
I was born in 29.
Well, that was in 31 when the fire burned us.
And they didn't take me to Canada.
No.
I don't know where they left me.
probably with your Grandma Harris or something like that. But anyway,
she was
I remember that distinctly because we were living in this little house up here, right on the corner of 32nd and
Oh, this one that Uncle Earl used to own?
No.
Well,
Dad
built a little house.
Right east on the corner.
The corner house is
west
you turn
corner
in.
As you turn in here.
I lived in that house. I traded the house I had in Preston to Dad because Dad built that little house because he had a lot of ground here.
This one right here on the corner.
Uncle
Earl used to own that, didn't he?
No, I owned the house.
Shall I take over a minute there?
Earl owned this ground where these houses are. But I owned that house and the little white house lot where that is. And when Bob got married, I built that little house for Bob. A little white house.
See, we traded the house in Preston for this little house up here.
Mm-hmm. Dad had other property in Preston. He had a garage and he had land and things like that. So then he leased that the property to another lumber company, and I stayed with him for a year to get him acquainted with their customers. There was an agreement in the sale that I'd stay a year with him. Then when the year was up, I moved back to Ogden. She went in the lumber business here. Dad and they was still there then, and I came in then, and pretty soon Dad backed out.
I could dramatize your fire right here.
Go ahead.
You'd like me to?
Yeah.
I had become ill. Their mother died in May.
May.
And I had been ill before that. I'd had a little growth removed in the doctor's office, and I got an infection in it. And I got a very, very high fever. And so I was in bed up here, and they came home and said their mother died. And I was just dumbfounded. But anyway, that I was recovering from that illness. It took me all summer long. I had a fever from 101 to 105 all summer long before they had the things to have now to fight infections, you know. And I was in bed most of the summer, and it was in August, and I'd just gotten so hot in the house, my mother's staying with me and taking care of the youngsters, and so she moved me on a little cot out on the front porch, that little front porch that you can see on there now, it's there. And I was on that cot, and I looked up, and I saw black smoke just pouring up the town, you know, just as black as it can be. Just seemed like it's coming right out here. And Bob was down at the lumber company with his dad. And I said, West, go in and call up your dad and see where that fire is. I said, it looks like about that location to me. And West went in and phoned and he says, the line's out of order. And I says, I just bet you that's our lumber company. Mother says, oh, you're jumping at conclusions. She says, could be anything, you know, down in that location. And I kept saying, I'm afraid it's our lumber company. And I was so worried because Bob was a little kid and he was down there, you know. And I was so worried about it. And I thought, I wonder if Bob started a fire down there and what it's all about. I was just really upset. And then they started telling him over the radio to turn off their hose because they couldn't get enough water to fight the fire. Downtown, they didn't come on the radio. And Blaine and some little youngsters had been having a shower bath. So we immediately turned the hose off and heard that. And we had a neighbor across the street that he worked directly across the street when he worked downtown somewhere. And he came up the hill. And Mother, he knew I was real sick, had been all summer. Mother stood out on the porch and called to him and she said, Mrs. Bell, I've imagined that fire is at their lumber company, but it isn't, is it? And he said, no. Afterwards, I learned she felt like this, but they didn't want me to know it.
Said no for you to hear, and shook his head for her.
And I kept saying, I can't help it, that's that lumber company. I just know it's that lumber company.